It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, we appreciate you tuning in each and every week and listening to our banter. Barbecue Bob, you're back from your spring break. Welcome to the chair, brother. Good to see you again. Always fun when you get back. And do you have any good times down there?
I really did. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, wonderful. We were in sort of central northern Alabama and real close to Big Bob Gibson's.
Yep.
So, oh, darn it, I forgot your gift. I bought you some white sauce.
Great. That's what I wanted.
I think it's in my back seat. We'll look right when we get done here this morning. But anyway, I went to Alan Bob's this week and picked up a Great Lakes platform AR.
Oh.
And while I was there, the beautiful Christina asked if we would be willing to do barbecue for their customer appreciation days. And I said, of course. And that's May 14th and 15th.
So a month from now, right.
So, yeah, yep. Alan Bob's Millbrook Tackle, Millbrook Tack, 68th and 131, 3 to 7 on the 14th, which is a Friday after work. You can come down. May 15th, it's noon to 3. So
okay. You're
going to have the grilling guys there cooking you some good barbecue. I will put on my very best brisket effort for you if you come. And that is the best I can say.
Well, we're probably going to do some brisket, maybe some pulled pork. Who knows what they want? I haven't seen the menu yet.
Yep.
Maybe even some yard bird, but
it's
all good.
I think some mac and cheese would be. Jop makes a pretty good mac and cheese.
Yeah, I can do that. And we'll see what they want to do. But great time down at Alan Bob Sports, 68th Street and 131 exit. They're just south of Grand Rapids, and we'll be there in a month. This will be a resurrection of what we used to do.
Yeah.
It's been a while since we've done a live cook at a sponsor, but you know what? It's we'll be COVID-friendly. We'll use all the protocol. Nobody's going to get anything but full when they come to Alan Bob's and have some of our grub. So
listen, I had, of course, as you know, I had a little spill on a motorcycle.
Yep.
Hurt myself. Hurt my feelings. So I've been off. I'm back to work now. But my bride, every year, spring break, it gets slow for her. She's a court reporter, and all the attorneys go south.
Well, sure they do.
So she looked at me, and she said, I don't have any work for 2 weeks. I said, oh, that's great. And she says, I want to go south. And
right.
I go, well, it's kind of last minute. And she's like, okay, I got it all figured out.
Sure she did.
Would you go camping with me? And I'm like, oh, man, I can barely get up and down right now. So I whined. It didn't work. I went. And
yep.
I ended up camping in that tent that I said I'd never camp
in again.
Were you
sleeping on the ground or were you on an air mattress?
This girl, she waited on me like a hot little nurse would. And she went and bought this beautiful air mattress with a motor on it and everything. It's about this high. It's like 2 feet high when you inflate it. And we had power at our site. And so blew it up, and it's like about the size of our bed.
Yeah, right.
It was really easy.
Nice.
And so once I got down there, it's like, not a problem.
Slept good.
Got some nice edibles, and yeah, everything
right.
was good.
Yeah, right. Well, painkillers, you got to have them, man, whatever they are.
So it's called... the place is called Clear Creek. It's a federal reserve. And when we checked in at the gate, the lady looks over at me and she goes, how old are you, sir? And I said, 63. She goes, you're in luck. At age 62, you can buy a lifetime pass.
Oh, really?
So I just got it in the mail just the other day. But it's this clear, really cool ID card. And basically, any federal land, the rest of my life, I'm paid. I'm good.
Really, for federal campgrounds?
Yeah.
Or really, I didn't even know that program existed.
I didn't either.
So what did they? What was the charge? Not for the pass, but were they charge a camping fee per night or something?
It would have been like $20
a night.
A night.
Okay.
I think we might have still had to pay some kind of a fee for the park spot, but either way, federal campground, these great big beautiful tire rims, for a pit. And then it had a grate on the end and one that swung over the fire.
Okay.
And then they had the traditional tall cast iron charcoal pits.
Right.
I mean, what a gorgeous park. You should be proud of the job your U.S. Forestry Service does, because the bathrooms were immaculate. It's just south of Decatur, Alabama. If you ever want to go south for spring break, but you don't want to go all the way down to the beach where the crazies are, this is a fantastic option. It was in the 70s and 80s every day.
What was there to do?
Oh, a giant lake.
Oh, okay.
Trails galore.
Right.
Yep. I did not bring my bike, but my girl did.
Yeah, that's probably good.
I can't
hard to ride one arm.
One arm, yeah.
Right. Yeah, but
just gorgeous. Just hanging out.
Yeah,
cooking,
right. Yeah, exactly.
Grilling and just, oh my gosh.
Relaxing.
Shaded spot. It was just gorgeous. And it was only like maybe 11 hours.
Right.
So it wasn't the 17 that it takes us to get to Gulf Shores.
Right. Yep. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So all I did was hang out and build deck in my spring break. I just started a new job on Monday.
Right.
And prior to that, thanks. It's great to be back in the insurance business again. The building materials business was great, but I'm better suited
not
to
your
do
bag.
This. Right. I'm
yep.
better suited to do this.
Yeah, you didn't know squat about building,
right.
So
yep. Well, I never had to build anything.
I did is sell
the dang materials that went in them, right? But anyway, I did insurance for 25 years
right.
prior to getting out of it. So,
that's what I meant.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's good to be back home, one of those things. But anyway, I found that I made some just rookie mistakes, man, when I was trying to build deck. And the deck actually hasn't even started yet. I had to move the pool filter, okay? I had to move it from one side of the pool over to the other because we're putting in a pool heater.
Oh, gee.
And I wanted the heater and the pump and filter to all be in line so I wasn't pumping water all around my property. So I had to move it. Well, then I had to dig a new pit to put it in under the deck and blah, 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 blah. The heater's going to be outside, but the pump was under the deck. So,
and I'm not sure why.
Well, convenience, so you don't have to look at it, and it's all right. It's all right. I don't have a place like you do where it's like
you
behind
worry about
the
noise of it?
But no, it's actually not too.
I know, because what a lot of people do is just build a little box.
Right.
Put insulation on it and slide it over.
So
you did dig it in the pit.
I did dig a pit. I lined it with block and it's setting up.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, so it's all. It was a lot of digging and dinking. But
how's your back?
Yeah, right. I was underground most of the time. But,
oh no!
But anyway, that got done. But the funny thing is I want to run electric to the new part of the deck because we want a light and a fan and I'm going to put a little bar in and I want to be able to turn a light on or plug in your.
I didn't know you
whatever.
Knew how to do electrical.
Yeah, well, evidently, I don't. No, it actually went very well because
it's not
there was
a problem
a
when you're. It's not a problem when you're putting wire by water.
Right.
It's
yeah.
Not
no,
a
it's
big
all
deal.
In conduit.
Yeah, sure.
It's all in conduit and it's sealed. But and the circuits were out there. I just had to make them longer and whatever.
And are
but
they GFI?
Yes, they are.
Good.
Yes, they are.
That's the main thing.
And I got three of them. They're all separate and they're all GFI. So. But anyway, long story short is that the humorous part about all of this is I was putting the wire in the conduit and measuring the conduit, putting the junctions where they needed to be, calculating the 90-degree angles where they were. I ruined three or four pieces of conduit measuring wrong or
was
calculating
it the
wrong.
Plastic
yeah,
stuff?
It's just $6 a stick for a 10-foot stick.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but, you know, I'd glue
it's
it together.
Still good.
Thinking
you can keep it.
I got it. But anyway, it was a joke, man. Anybody that would have been there, because I was doing it by myself, right? So,
yeah.
But anybody that stood there watching me, they'd have just been laughing at me.
No,
like,
I doubt
just
it.
Go do what you do. Grill
I
some
doubt
meat,
it.
Man.
That's,
let somebody
that's,
else do the electric.
That's not the easiest thing to do. I've bent conduit before. It's There's a trick to it. There's a little bit of a science.
Right. But anyway, so we got her done. And so now it's just on. I need you to come over and help me with a gas pipe.
Okay.
Because I got to run a gas pipe from by the furnace out through the side of the house to the heater is right on the other side of the wall. So it's just a straight shot. But
yep.
I got to do it. Don't and gas and me are, you know, you can't see it. And I don't smell still from COVID.
Well,
so
that sounds like a Saturday morning job.
Yes, it does.
Because you got to be able to go to the hardware store.
Yeah. All right. Trevor's saying it's time for me to stop rambling about my projects. But anyway, coming up next, we're going to do a little brisket work for you. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, guys. Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale. Or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey. Engineering better Michigan beer.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine. Fenn Valley Vineyards.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. GarrettsAppliance.com.